Your week ahead horoscopes from Russell Grant are coming up. For the latest horoscope news and special offers, like our Facebook page at Russell Grant Site.
Hello Cancer, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, September the 23rd and the whole week ahead. The main energy comes from the sign of Virgo. Don't forget we had that new moon in that sign last week, which means for you there's a lot of figuring out to be done, but also your everyday lifestyle needs jazzing up, given a new vibe, new energy needs to be brought into your life, and that's certainly what you need at this moment in your life. So it's one of those days when you could make a choice and decision, and it will be a good one. Here's your Sunday stars. Now, very different to yesterday, it's a slowing down of the starry energy, mainly because there's confusion around. The trouble is you don't know it. The trouble is you could be told a pack of lies by somebody, but you swallow it simply because with Mars opposition Neptune, you prefer it that way. You don't want to put up a fuss, but your defences are down. And that's why you should be very careful about what you're told today. Here's your Monday stars. Anything to do with health, anything medical, anything to do with hospitals, doctors and all that, that's what you should be dealing with now. Doesn't mean it's bad, but what it does mean is you need to get on with something and a situation. And also there's an area of your life now where you've got to be very careful you're not negative in your thinking. And that especially goes towards a younger person who may be doing their best, but again, you just can't see it. And here's your Tuesday stars. This is turning out to be a bit of a confusion week. In many ways, it's almost like trying to see through a fog and you can't see what is really going on. What you must be careful about is you don't make up your own mind and your own choices. But actually you don't really know, but you still decide that's what's going on, when actually that's what's not going on. And here's your Wednesday stars. Later on in the day, the moon will move into your house of relationships, the 7th. But for today, if you've got anything to do with work or business or employment issues and matters, deal with it now. Anything from trade unions to going after a new job. Especially if you're into an area of retirement or even having to accept a redundancy. Do you know what? Even bad can turn to good now. So don't be negative in your thoughts, because it could actually turn out to be a very good thing that's happening. And here's your Thursday stars. Now, Jupiter's opposition to Uranus is all go. It's feisty, it's sparky, but it's also very, very imprudent and reckless. And that's what you need to be careful about. It could affect home and family matters or your career and your whole area of ambition. Jupiter and Uranus does bring some luck, but it's overlooked simply because something or someone or even you rushes a situation without preparation or forethought. And here's your Friday stars. Difficult. If a relationship has got a fissure in it, if there's already a crack, if there's an Achilles heel that's being exposed, then this aspect will certainly not make things any easier. In fact, it is very likely that things could get worse, but it's a lot of it in your head. And if it's not in yours, then it's in your partner's noddle. And psychologically, this is a difficult day simply because you go at a situation because it's what you think rather than what is real.
Now you've heard your horoscope, you might have more questions. Why not speak to our team of psychics and mediums? Call 1-855-330-4220. That's 1-855-330-4220. And quote BOOM when you book a 10-minute reading, and you'll only pay $5. The offer is limited to one-time use and ends soon. See you next week.